In a dim classroom, a career counselor is meeting with 20 or so upperclassmen at Wrangell High School. The counselor gives examples of young people she's helped find jobs. She cites wages, $20 an hour, $25 an hour, to entice the students. But they are keenly aware of what's up against them.
Okay, who knows what they want to be?
Not in debt.
Here's senior David Guggenbeckler.
So what are you looking to do after high school?
I haven't thought that far ahead. It's what everyone asks, and I haven't put enough effort into figuring it out yet because I don't know what the right job would be.
Barbara Brown works for the Ketchikan Job Center as part of the Alaska Department of Labor. The center serves southeast Alaska communities south of Juneau. She's meeting with folks in Wrangell to polish resumes and practice interviewing. She also wants to give a picture of what jobs are in demand in Alaska.
Did you write high demand industries yet? High demand jobs in Alaska. Number one, construction. Number two, education. Please do consider becoming a teacher.
Alaska has the highest unemployment rate of any state in the nation, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That rate is about 7%. Which is the same for Wrangell. But Brown insists there are jobs for qualified individuals in certain industries. Healthcare is one of the fastest growing markets, according to the department's recent 10-year forecast. Brown spends much of her time talking about skilled trade jobs. Those include plumbers, carpenters, mechanics, and welders. She says a college degree isn't necessary for a career, but usually some vocational training is needed. Brown connects job seekers to job training programs.
We want Alaskans to have the skills to work in the good-paying jobs.
Federal funds and monies from the state's unemployment insurance fund go to the job center to bring more people back into the workforce.
Maybe they need to upgrade so they can keep their job. Maybe an incumbent worker has been told, you no longer have the skills for this job, we're going to have to let you go.
Brown can help job seekers find apprenticeships and on-the-job training. The program works with employers who are willing to hire folks that don't yet have necessary skills for the job. Employees get hands-on training while being paid, and the program subsidizes employers by paying half of the new employee's salary for the first 6 months or so.
This is a benefit to the employer, and the person that they're training is an employee from day one. And we have quite a list of apprenticeships that we've created that can be implemented in the smallest business to the largest business.
The department also runs the Alaska Vocational Technical Center, known as AVTEC. It's basically a college campus for students pursuing information technology, maritime training, and other tech and trade jobs.
So seniors, just fill that out quietly while she finishes up here.
Amy Romain is the counselor for Wrangell's middle and high school. She says it's an even split, with some kids pursuing vocational training and others attending a four-year university. She says some are taking a gap year.
It's a hard choice and it's a challenge, and I just encourage them, keep on, you know, talk to their parents, talk to different people to say, hey, what's it like to be in your career field? You know, what do you love about your job? Because ultimately we want kids to find something that they want to do, that they love to do, so.
I tell Romaine, I would hate to be a senior in high school again, wondering what I should do.
Part of that process is just that they switch. One day they just decide, nope, I don't want to do that anymore, and they want to go into this. And so, but even then, they're going to switch again. You know, how many times did we switch when we were young? And it's a tough age, definitely, and we switched a lot to figure out what we finally want to do.
In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.